This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
We're back here at WEEI Afternoons. Christian Arcan, Andy Harton joining us right now on the hotline from ESPN. The great Adam Schefter joins us here on the program. Adam, how you doing?
What is going on there, gentlemen? How are we doing today?
We're doing just great. Adam, we asked you last week what your dream job would be if you pulled a Woj and decided to just leave media, and I know you've been agonizing it over that all week, so we'll get to that in just a minute. But what I want to ask you about is a segment we've been doing called Bill Watch, and that is looking around the league at teams that maybe have their coach on the hot seat and that Bill Belichick may be looking at, another media guy now. And I was wondering who you think is at the top of the list of the Bill Watch list, because we have our theories. Who has the hottest seat in the NFL right now for head coaches?
Well, I think Bill obviously is going to be a little choosy in the sense that he's not going to go to a bad team. So it's going to be a highly competitive team. And I just think you just look at the NFC East. And to me, inevitably, somebody's going to fall short in that division. I don't know whether that's the Giants or the Cowboys or the Eagles or a combination. And to me, those are the first places you look in that division, in the NFC East. Now, could there be another team that emerges? Absolutely. But, again, those are three historic franchises. Those are three teams with winning traditions. Those are three teams that, in some small way, there's some sort of connection to. Obviously, closer to the Giants. Obviously, he knows Eagles people. He knows Cowboys people. Has people who's worked for the Eagles that he knows, people who work for the Cowboys he knows. I think you just look at that division and say, okay, that's the division I'm watching.
Is there any chance that that could happen this year? I know like a half a century ago, Don Coryell joined the Chargers, I think, in like week four. Any chance that Bill Belichick could take over a team this season?
Well, I don't see a team making a change in season. I don't see Bill jumping in the middle without being able to implement his program. So I don't see that happening. Now, the great part about the NFL is that there are a lot of things you don't see happening, and then they happen. So you never know, and I would never rule out anything. But it's not something I'm looking to have happen this year in my mind.
Adam, the Celtics, how about the Patriots are taking on the San Francisco 49ers this weekend? Yeah. It's 2-1-2 teams, a Niners team that's had two straight losses here and a tough one to the Rams. Patriots are big-time underdogs in this game, and the Niners are pretty banged up. Is there any world you can think of where this game isn't the blowout that people are expecting it to be?
Yo, I definitely could see it not being a blowout. First of all, I think the Niners are reeling some. They're not the same team. They're not getting the same pass rush. They're injured on offense. They're injured on defense. And I think they're a shaken team right now. And I think that, you know, I would be a little surprised and certainly disappointed if New England came out and played two bad games in a row, especially when they have 11 days to get ready for that game. So, I don't know. I think the game's going to be a little closer than people think. That's me. Doesn't mean I'm right. I'm not a prognosticator for a living. But I think New England's going to come out and be a little bit spunkier. And I think San Francisco right now is reeling some. Now, watch. You know, now we get 38-10 or something. But, you know, that's how I see it. You know, I think it'll be a little bit – I don't have no idea what the point spread is in the game, but I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I don't.
Adam, we have seen some suspect offense through 3 weeks of football. We've seen quarterbacks benched, pulled from games, touchdowns, numbers are down. At a league level, we know they like offense. We know the owners like offense and entertaining football. Is there any concern about the level of offense and the quarterback play right now?
Well, the numbers are down across the board, and I think people have tried to figure out why that is. And I think probably the primary reason is that teams have essentially ignored the preseason, many teams, and they've treated the start of the season, not intentionally, but they've treated the start of the season as almost like it's the preseason. You know, and again, it's not that intentionally, but it does take a little time for some of these players and teams to work off the rust. It just doesn't happen by showing up in week one, not playing at all in the preseason, and think that your team and players are going to come out, hit the ground running. It doesn't happen like that, and hasn't. And we're seeing more young quarterbacks play sooner than ever before. And so you've got young quarterbacks. Like, in what universe did this become acceptable and prevalent to where Jaden Daniels goes out and plays two series in the first preseason game, and then they put him on ice for the rest of the preseason? And similar for Caleb Williams and Bo Nix. Like, you know, I remember the time being where rookie quarterbacks, you know, they use the preseason as a time to get these guys ready. And now they're putting him on ice, and they bring him out in the regular season. You can't expect that a guy's going to hit the ground running. It's just not practical.
On the subject of rookie quarterbacks, you just mentioned Bo Nix had a great week, a great game from Jaden Daniels two nights ago, and even Caleb Williams, he had a couple picks but had a big passing game. Watching these rookie quarterbacks sort of start to have some success here early in the year, do you think that should put pressure on the Patriots to get May out there?
It should have no bearing on their decision whatsoever, and I wouldn't expect it to have any bearing on their decision whatsoever. They're going to do what is best for their team and Drake May, no matter if Jaden Daniels wins Rookie of the Year, Most Valuable Player, Super Bowl MVP. It doesn't matter. You have to continue to stick with what you believe in as a team, and you know what's best for your quarterback and your organization. So, to me, what any other rookie quarterback is doing is irrelevant compared to what New England has planned for Drake May. When Drake May is ready, whether that's this week, next month, next season, whatever, it's time to go to him. And it doesn't matter that anybody else is having success. We've seen more and more. There are certain quarterbacks that sit out a full year. Jordan Love did that in Green Bay. More than a year. Patrick Mahomes did that. It's not the surefire scenario recipe to get somebody time tested and to ensure that they'll succeed. But New England's not going to rush Drake May no matter how well any other rookie quarterback is playing. And by the way, you know, Caleb's still struggling and Bo Nix has had struggles and Jaden Daniels is coming off his best week so far. So it wasn't until this past weekend that any rookie quarterback had thrown a touchdown pass in the NFL, week three.
Adam, whether it's good or bad, what has surprised you the most? You know, there's undefeated teams that I think people didn't necessarily expect, or there's a winless team like Cincinnati or Jacksonville that people probably didn't expect. What surprised you the most?
Yeah, I guess I would say right now the Minnesota Vikings. They're in a division with a Chicago Bear team that most people were expecting to be vastly improved, a Green Bay team that we saw run through the playoffs last year, and a Detroit team that could have represented the NFC team in the Super Bowl. The Vikings lose Kirk Cousins, lose their first-round draft pick, J.J. McCarthy, and here they are unbeaten at 3-0 with Sam Darnold playing as well as people thought he would when the Jets drafted him with a third overall pick out of USC.
All right, we'll leave it right there, Adam Schefter. Thanks so much for the time today. Always good to talk with you. We'll have to push that question about your dream sports job down to next week, but thanks so much.
I was ready for you guys, but they're all the political ads running, you know, 4 minutes past the start of our spot.
I know. You can thank Kelly Ayotte and the New Hampshire primaries for that, unfortunately.
That's the way it goes. Yeah, I'm all angry about that. So we'll have to wait till next week.
All right, next week. Hold you to that. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you.
All right, that's the great Adam Schefter, ESPN, joining us here on WEEI Afternoon. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll get to your phone calls and continue with our Patriots conversation next.